It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
It is January 12th, otherwise known as International Kiss a Ginger Day. How you doing?
Oh, wow. What a day for you, sir.
Yeah, I feel excited about what is to come. Also, this is, this could be the first weekend that many of you are getting your first paycheck of 2024, you know, if you're paid bi-monthly or whatever. It may be a tad bigger than usual, even if you didn't get a raise. And let me explain. So this is a little, maybe a little bit of good news for you. But there were some adjusted tax brackets for 2024. The IRS just did that based on inflation. So if you're making the same as last year, or only maybe got a cost of living bump or something like that, you might have a little less money withheld for taxes. So that makes your paycheck a little bit bigger. So I don't know if that's good news or not, or if you're like my dad and is like, I'd rather pay money to the IRS than have them take it out of my check. Then maybe that's not as good a news. But yeah, there you go. A little good news for you.
Nice.
Yep. A lot of stuff here today. Also, it is Happy Quitter's Day.
Oh, what's Quitter's Day about?
The second Friday in January is usually when you're statistically most likely to abandon your New Year's resolutions.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. About 80.
You know what? It was a good run.
Yes, good run.
It was a good run.
Dry January. Yeah, you know what? I think a cocktail is in order this weekend.
That was fun.
That was a fun run. You know what?
The one time I did that?
Yep.
That was one time.
Yeah, I remember. That was good. That was a good run. That was a good run. So. I mean, that's why we've always said, you know, instead of the 12-month, year-long resolution, you know, do those small little goals, maybe every month sort of thing or every week sort of thing, and that will help keep you on track, so.
Yeah, a little more attainable.
Yeah, a little more attainable, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, a lot of stuff to get to here on this Friday where we've got stupid facts. Because of our wild things that happened at work stories. We did get a message from a listener about something wild that happened at hers. We'll have to pass along for you a little bit later on here in the show. Also, group therapy, diving into the DMs. And here, I want to throw this question out too, and we'll get to it here next hour. But where are you no longer allowed to go?
Like getting banned for life?
Where are you no longer? Yeah, where are you no longer allowed to go?
Did you get banned?
I have
from
a
somewhere?
I have a story. I have a story.
You know how I love that this show can serve as therapy for you? That's fun.
I probably also need therapy in addition to this show, but for now the show will work. All right, coming up next, we go to the animal kingdom. For some stupid learning. I don't want to say stupid learning because no learning is stupid, but stupid facts of the day. So these could occupy a place in your brain where other more important things could take place. Yeah, could live.
Sure.
However, you wouldn't be nearly the conversationalist at parties.
Oh, okay. So this is making you like a more well-rounded person?
Yeah. You know, the classic movie, Jerry Maguire, where the little kid is sitting on the couch with Tom Cruise's character and he turns to him and goes, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Yes. It's that kind of knowledge.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So when you're sitting on a couch next to Tom Cruise and you're nervous and you don't know what to say, you can go,
This.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Which, to be fair, that is really honestly how I learned that fact, that movie.
See?
I wouldn't have known that.
See?
Had I not watched that movie.
All right. So stupid fact of the day coming up here next.
And Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Ready for some stupid learning?
Okay.
Yeah, stupid fact of the day. This is where we find random things on the internet, running through a verification process as we do because we're responsible, respectable journalists.
Do we need to put any sort of warning on this?
I mean, it's animals and it's nature.
Okay.
You think there needs to be more?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe a gross factor?
I mean, it's what animals do.
Okay. All right. Just put it out there. Just say it.
Stupid fact of the day. Lobsters communicate with themselves by peeing on each other.
Oh, my God. No. Why? Why?
Wouldn't that be interesting if that's how we did things here?
It's at this point where we would like to have an appreciation post for how
for the
we
way
were
our bodies
not
are
designed
constructed
that way. And that is not something that is natural for us to do. Thank the good Lord.
Yeah, stupid fact of the day. Lobsters communicate by peeing at each other. They have two bladders located on either side of their head.
What? They pee out of their head? Also thanking the good Lord,
just
we
under,
were not designed like that.
Just under their eyes, in fact.
What?
They use...
They basically cry pee, is what you're saying?
Right.
A little bit?
Right, but, you know, they send messages by...
By spraying pee
in their
lobsters?
Directions.
Yeah, this is so bizarre.
Now listen, it can squirt up to seven lobsters away.
Wow! Like, hey, the rest of you, like, move. This one's not for you.
Now listen, it's not.
This is for Larry in the back.
Yeah, I mean, the communication isn't to say
Larry the lobster.
Hey, did you catch the latest weather report? It's mostly for, like, mating purposes.
Okay.
It's like, hey, I like you.
Oh,
squirt, squirt.
That's their game. That's their flirting game.
That's a weird
game.
Sentence to say,
that
too.
That is so unfortunate. Oh. That is so unfortunate.
Yeah.
Now, females, they do it too, right?
Yeah. But they will do it to soothe a mate.
Oh, honey, you had a bad day at work?
Yeah. Squirt, squirt.
Squirt, squirt.
Aw, squirt, squirt.
Why? Did you verify this?
Snopes.
Are you making it up?
Snopes said yes.
Snopes says it's true.
Yep.
Oh,
so two males fighting over another female. Squirt, 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 squirt. And then the female consoles the losing male. Aw, so sorry, squirt, squirt.
Oh, this is so bizarre.
Stupid fact of the day. Yes, lobsters communicate by peeing at each other. There you go.
Oh, does this change the way that you feel about a good
eating
lobster meal?
Like, what were their last words as they were... danger, danger, squirt, squirt. Watch out for the net, squirt, squirt.
No, I want to go back in time to when I just thought that maybe they just had little hand signals, little claw signals to each other.
Little claw signals.
Antenna rubbing or something. I don't know what I thought, how they communicated. Maybe I just didn't even think about it, but I want to go back in time to where I didn't know about this.
Oh, come on now.
That they pee out of their eyes.
All right,
at each other.
There you go. Hey, you know what? I feel like you are a more well-rounded individual because you now have this knowledge.
No, I don't. I don't want that knowledge.
There you go.
I have this vision in my head of this. It's weird.
Of squirt, squirt?
Yes.
All right, there you go. That is your stupid fact of the day here on 99.7 DJX. Her show, Only Murders in the Building, leads the 2024 People's Choice Awards with 7 nominations. Not too bad. I don't know if you've seen that show. It's with Steve Martin and Martin Short. And I mean,
haven't seen it, but I know a lot of people like it.
Yeah, I was going to say there are a lot of great cameos from some really pretty good actors and actresses in that. So anyways, one to check
Meryl
out for
Streep
sure.
Meryl Streep was one of them, right?
Yeah, yeah. She was nominated for a Golden Globe for that as well. Yeah, Ted Lasso was also nominated, The Morning Show, Last of Us. But Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce both got People's Choice Award nominations.
Wow. Well, look at that. Date night.
Yeah, so...
Date night.
I mean, Taylor... You know, kind of for the normal sort of nominations that maybe you would think Taylor would get nominated for, things like Concert Tour of the Year. She got nominated for Movie of the Year for her Eras Tour movie. A Social Celebrity of the Year, Female Artist of the Year, Pop Artist of the Year.
Social Celebrity of the Year. All right.
And then Travis Kelce got a People's Choice nomination for Athlete of the Year.
Oh, cute. I was thinking they made up a category of, you know, dating the biggest pop star of the year.
Honestly, when I saw that they were both nominated, I was like, they made up a category.
Yep, they did.
I thought the same thing, too. I was like, they totally just made up a category, so they both come, you know?
Yep, they're trying to ride the train just like everybody else.
Right, right. So, yeah, Taylor's nominated alongside artists like Luke Combs, Nicki Minaj, Morgan Wallen. They all had pretty big years as well, so... People's Choice Awards. Yeah, that's not until February. But anyways, I just saw that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift both nominated. I was like, no, there's no way. There's no way that they are getting a legit award. They just
have
got
they. But have they honored like athletes of the year before, or is this the first year for that? Because in that case, we've added a category.
That's a great question. I don't know. I'm not a huge People's Choice aficionado to know what every category that they nominate artists and celebrities in. But
curious though, but I don't remember hearing anything about athletes because there's ESPYs for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, but you know, People's Choice Awards. I mean, you could divide that up and put every single one of their award nominations into. Like Emmys,
sure.
Golden Globes,
yeah.
Oscars, yeah, ESPYs, all that. So anyways.
But it's typically just, more of the entertainment lane.
Yeah,
less sportsy sure. sports. But right. Now they're just like, we got to pay attention to this. Maybe they'll come together.
I know, right? Crossing fingers. All right, it's time of the show where we do a setting the bar story. Kelly, describe this.
It's an example of what not to do. Or several examples of what not to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this does involve a police chase. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing clothes and leading police on a high-speed chase while the news covers it like O.J. Simpson.
OMG.
You're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So this happened in Southern California. High speed was about 70 miles an hour, and the getaway car is a U-Haul moving truck, box truck.
Uh-huh.
Not really sure if it's a hot truck, meaning they stole it or they rented it.
Guessing, because if they rented it, also easier to just track them down, right? With their name.
Right. They had the news chopper on them, and they were covering it like they were covering any sort of high-speed chase. Inside Edition had it.
Unclear what was taken at this point, but this person's driving like a total maniac right now.
The driver eventually pulls over and gets out. So does the passenger.
There's the passenger right there. So they've got a bunch of in their hands there. It looked like clothing or something. So the driver... definitely giving up.
But the passenger seems to walk away at first, trying to blend in.
Yeah, so the dude just is like moseying on off and going,
nothing to see here.
Yep, exactly.
Just wearing lots of clothes.
Here comes the takedown. Just walking up to him. Oh, what? Oh, who, me? What? Not me. No.
Yeah, so the guy's literally wearing all the clothes that they just stole. Kind of like Joey from Friends, right?
Could I be wearing any more clothes?
right, exactly. And the police, they don't run. They just literally walk up to him and go, hey, buddy, we're looking for you.
Yeah.
You got to come with us. So.
Yeah. And immediately start taking off
all
things. Yeah.
Oh, wait. You, me?
My
me?
Bad.
No, you must not be looking for me, right?
Oh, boy.
All right, so anyways, stealing bad, leading police on a high-speed chase in a getaway car, worst. Having news chopper with... shots of you doing all of that, even worse still.
Good shot. I mean, zoomed in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can see lots of detail.
Oh, yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. So, that is your setting the bar story. By the way, if you want to see the video, we got to post it for you up at WDJX.com. That's your setting the bar story. Where are you no longer allowed to go?
The question is, where are you no longer allowed to go?
Or right? Where did you get kicked out of? How did you ruin a great thing?
What happened?
All right. So my dog, Dougal, got into a great daycare. It's close to our house. Staff is great. They love and adore him. And he absolutely loves them. He loves going. We take him maybe a couple times a week. Over the past 6 months, though, he's gotten a couple, I don't know, behavior marks.
Does he have a report card?
Well, yeah, I guess a little bit, but not too many, but it was for humping other dogs.
Oh my God.
Now, when this was addressed,
friendly is what you're saying.
He's a very friendly boy.
Yeah.
Listen, when the daycare addressed it with us, they didn't seem too alarmed. They're like, look, other dogs do this, you know, not too crazy. So we weren't really alarmed, and we were like, quit humping. And
like, we'll have a talk with him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And literally we would sit him down. We'd be like, stop humping. And then he'd cock his head to the side and be like,
understood. Good. All right.
So
good talk.
So it had probably been about a month since we've taken him, right? He hadn't been there for about a month, and we take him yesterday. It wasn't 3 hours later.
Oh, no.
We get a phone call that says he's been permanently removed from the daycare and is regulated to one-on-one care.
Oh, no.
He absolutely ruined a great thing.
Oh, no.
I was mortified. So you kind of remember this, Kelly. If you'll recall, yeah. Yesterday my wife calls me. She was like, hey, taking Dougal to daycare. Let's cross our fingers. He's a good boy. And I was like, all right. And I get off the phone with my wife and I tell you, and I'm like, ah, oh, so help me gosh. If that boy gets kicked out of daycare, I don't know what to do. It was like, I was manifesting it, or I knew something was going to happen. So, of course, I get the phone call that he's been permanently removed, right?
Permanently removed. Not like we're just taking a timeout today.
No.
Like it's not his day.
No, he can still come, but he's regulated to one-on-one care and not
the
in
pen
the group
of shame.
Yes, yes. I was upset. I was embarrassed that we can't utilize this place the way we used to. Like, uh-huh. I love this place. This was
for socialization, but he's not going to be socialized now. It's just other people taking care of him.
So of course, he's still at the daycare.
Yeah.
Someone's got to pick him up.
Sure.
I it was like I was doing the walk of shame.
Oh yeah.
When it came time to pick him up.
Yeah, you're and walking so, in as the parent of that dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so instead of like going through the little drive-through that they have, you know, uh-huh. I pulled my car in because I knew it was going to be longer than just a, oh, hey, I'm here to pick up Dougal. Okay, yep, great. Nope. All right, bye.
You Conversations know, need to be had.
Yeah. So, you know, I go and they look at me. I look at them and they point at me. They're like, Dougal, right? I was like, yep. That's my boy.
That's the problem, child.
And so, you know, look, they bring him out and they reassure me. They're like, you know, he's a great dog. He's still a puppy. He knows his name. He knows recall. You know, we still love him. He's great, but he just can't come back to the group.
Oh, boy. And listen, so did they give a reason or maybe a way to try to curb the problematic behavior?
I mean, I asked him if there were things that we could do with him and stuff like that. And, yeah. You know, they gave us recommendations and they said, look, let's take a break from this. If he gets more training or whatever, then maybe down the road we'll reevaluate him.
Okay.
And see what we can do.
Down the road.
Yeah, down the road. So
if he can get his humping under control.
I guess, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, boy, come on now. By the way, if you go to our Instagram, at Ben and Kelly Show, I've posted a picture that they literally sent us yesterday of, quote, the happy boy during one-on-one play.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
You're rubbing salt in the wound.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so where I want to know, where are you no longer allowed to go, or where have you been kicked out of because of your dog or kid?
Oh, bless all of your hearts there in the Dougal household.
I'm telling you, it was as if he was our flesh and blood child. Because I get home and my wife and I, we're just like, I don't know what to do with him. I don't know we've taken him to training. You know, I mean, like we're having these conversations.
Yes.
Like he's literally our kid.
We're having a parenting discussion.
Yes. And we're like, look, like this is so embarrassing for the family. I cannot believe. And it's like, they know who I am over there.
Yes, they do. Yes.
So now it's like, you know what?
They're probably gossiping about us.
We had to kick Ben Davis's dog out. He was a humper. Well, have you heard their show? Well, it's no wonder he's a humper.
Probably a reflection of dad. I mean, we've got kind of one of those. Piper is she freaks out beyond. Like, we did get a call from our friends at the Humane Society where they said we can't finish clipping her nails because we think she's going to have a heart attack.
But the Humane Society didn't ban you from going back to the Humane Society.
But they said we have to have a groomer here to do that. So just normal staff.
So they basically did say
they got to call in the big guns.
Yeah.
In order for them to be done because Piper loses her mind.
All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story of where you're no longer allowed to go. Either because of you or because of something else or because of your kid or dog. But 502-795-1997. So where are you no longer allowed to go? Or where were you banned or kicked out of because of your kid or pet? Geneva said, when I was in fifth grade, our whole class got banned from the Galleria.
The Galleria, what'd they do?
Well, they were playing hide and seek and tag. They were very loud. It was too full buses of kids running around, and she thinks someone got something got damaged or something like that. So, nope, not allowed anymore.
That'll do it. Yeah, Miranda, that'll do it.
Miranda said, my friend and I were banned from Rubbin' Butts Barbecue after we had a work Christmas party, and friend was super drunk, had a red shirt on, and was doing drunken snow angels on their white floor, dyed it pink after someone took her home. And I was at the bar crying my eyes out because I thought she was kidnapped, LMAO.
Oh,
but
my God.
That's what they get for giving us free booze all night, LOL.
Exactly. You asked for it.
Right? Another listener said, our local Staples. Basically went in with my brother to get a paper shredder, and some employee had plugged in all the display shredders, and when I found out I could turn them on, I proceeded to shred every single manual they had left in the shredder baskets for people to look at.
Oh my God.
He said it was funny at the time, but yeah, they no longer keep the shredders plugged in anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Oh shoot, you guys. Another I got kicked out of a hockey rink.
Uh-oh.
They had chuck a puck in between periods. I was hammered and decided to throw miniature Snickers instead of a puck. So security guards asked me to stop. Then I started throwing them at the security guards, yelling about how he was only mad because he wanted to eat them. No idea to this day where I got that bag of miniature Snickers. There are several that are texting in and messaging us saying it was a 21st birthday party and I'm not allowed to go back to the bar because I puked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That, yeah. That'll do it.
Another listener, the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
I threatened.
Oh, what did you do?
I threatened to take a dump on the dealer's head.
That'll do it.
Those weren't my best days.
Yeah, no. Glad you didn't follow through in that threat. But yeah, no, I understand why they invited you never to come back.
All right. Well, maybe my dog Dougal getting kicked out of daycare ain't so bad, but still frustrating.
Oh, bless his heart. Is there another one nearby you can try? And just start all over, clean slate.
Kelly.
They won't even know.
Yeah, they won't even know. He's a marked dog now. He's a marked dog. I'm sure the daycares talk to one another.
The reputation is getting around.
Yep. 99.7 DJX. Teddy Swims was on BBC One Radio, and he did a cover of that.
Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more. And it's new. Shape of your body, it's blue.
Oh, it's so good.
It's really good.
It's, it's a cool summer. It's cool. That's what I tell them. No rules. Break
make up for heaven, but
how cool is that? Yeah, so you can see that full cover, WDJX.com. Click on videos, and then he also does his song Lose Control there live as well. Pretty
Which
good.
Which is so good. It's kind of like, it's almost got like a throwback, old school hip-hop, R&B, smooth sound. I love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's great. All right, let's get to a feel good.
So this is just a really bizarre situation firefighters were faced with. At an old feed mill in Texas that is being converted into a tire shop, a man who uses a wheelchair fell 5 days prior, and he was just discovered, and they had their work cut out for them to try to get him out.
Here he is. Chris Olindo.
Yes.
How long have you been here?
2 or 3 days.
2 or 3 days?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna try to figure out a way to get you out of there. I'm a master firefighter, and I'm kind of speechless right now.
Me too.
Because we don't have a hoist system.
We gotta go for more manpower.
Whoever goes down there, I would put bunker gear on.
Yeah, I'm a master firefighter, and I'm speechless because we don't have like a hoist, you know, kind of a piece of equipment to try to get him out. So they had to try to, it took a while to get him out of there, but he's alive and they were able to accomplish it. But the video is crazy. You can see the body cam footage. We've got it for you at WDJX.com.
All right. Feel Good's brought to you by Hemptopia.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hannah says, hey there, Ben and Kelly. Love your show.
Thank you.
And I also love eating my popcorn and hearing all the drama on your show.
Thank you.
Anyway, I'm a little nervous, but was wondering if you could help me out with something.
Okay.
I'm 20. I've been with a great guy for about 4 months now. He's my first boyfriend, and I think I'm really in love with him.
Aw.
We talk and laugh for hours. We have amazing chemistry. I feel totally comfortable with him.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that he recently said some things that are kind of worrying me. He mentioned that in a high school relationship, his girlfriend cheated on him.
Mm-hmm.
It hurt him a lot, and he broke up with her immediately.
Sure.
Understandable. Then he said he started a hate campaign against her at school.
Mm.
He enlisted his friends and made her life so terrible, she ended up transferring schools. I was horrified. Now, I didn't tell him this. I wanted to be supportive of his hurt and not sound like I was defending his ex. He seemed to feel no remorse, though, and considered what he did a fitting punishment. The thing is that I'm a bit scared now. What prevents him from punishing me if something goes wrong in our relationship? Am I overreacting and everyone has these, quote, things in their past? Or is it a reason to call it quits? I think I really am in love with him.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That's tough.
Wasn't there a Mark Wahlberg movie? Was it called Fear? Where he was
psycho.
He was so great to her. He was so great to her, but then she started finding things out about his past and about how he can just kind of turn. Oh gosh. I'm sorry. That was the first thing that came to my mind, and that's probably completely wrong here.
That went down a dark path.
Sorry.
I think there's some validity to it. I mean, unless I feel like it would be different if he was expressing remorse and say, I would never do that again. That was immature. You know, I've grown from that experience now, but it doesn't sound like he did.
I mean, he's probably young too. By that, I mean, he's probably in his early 20s also.
Okay, but he still hasn't learned a life lesson from what he did though, and feels like it's justified. So
yeah, the girl had to transfer.
I know.
That's
and
crazy.
That's why I feel like she is, her spidey sense is tingling about this, I think is a good thing. I think that's a really bad, big red flag. And I think she's got valid concerns. Like, what if things go south with them? Is he going to try to hatch a revenge plot against her too?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. If he's capable of that behavior and doesn't seem to have learned from it, that's the part that is problematic for me. He hasn't learned from it.
Okay.
He's not showing remorse. He's not saying, I should never have done that.
Right.
I would never do that again.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a different person.
I knew I was out of line, whatever. All right.
Yes.
That's what Kelly and I think. What do you think, and have you been in this kind of situation where you can offer up some advice to Hannah and say, hey, look, been there, done that. This is what I think. All right. 502-795-1997. Kind of in the middle of group therapy here where Hannah thinks she's found the perfect guy. They've been vibing for about 4 months. She found out he made his ex-girlfriend in high school's life a living hell when he found out she cheated on him. She had to like transfer schools, and it now has Hannah worried that it could happen to her too. So she's like, is this a big enough red flag that I should be concerned and like leave?
Like a movie, and you said fear. Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, I think it's very similar to that. The biggest part of it for me is that he's not remorseful, and he's not saying, I should have never done that. I would never do that again. So that's kind of the biggest concern. Sassy Matt says, tell him your family secret. You're from a mob family, and to be careful not to make her dad or uncles mad because they can get a little extreme when defending the quote family, but she's not supposed to tell people about the mob. That way in the back of his head, he would never try to quote punish her.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. Okay. So, you know, if you ever meet my dad or my uncles and they don't quite look you in the eye or they stare at you a lot, well, maybe it's because you're not a part of the family yet, and we can't trust you.
Listen, you have to win them over to be part of the family.
Listen, you don't want to know what happened to my last boyfriend. He's sleeping with the fishes now.
That's crazy. E from LJ was just like, yeah, I was that girl. Had a boyfriend freshman year high school, broke up with him. He tried to get me back. I held firm. Then he started nasty rumors about me his football buddies about me. And she didn't find out about it until one of the football players kind of approached her and sleazily like made a lewd comment to her.
And that's how she figured it out.
Yeah, And so she said she had to work so hard to live that rumor down and squash it. And it made her sophomore year of high school really, really bad. So,
yeah, a lot of people are basically saying he's telling you the type of person he is and to believe him.
Ashley.
Hey, did you say this girl was 20 years old?
Yes, 20 years old.
Yeah, so if he's still I assume he's 20. So if he's still bragging about this years later after high school, that's just bragging about it. That's not a good thing. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Yeah, and then what if something happens to what if she ends up doing something, not saying she would, but is he going to go brag around town? Is she going to have to move towns?
Yeah, that's what we're concerned about, is he's shown a tendency for this behavior and has not shown remorse for doing it.
Yeah.
You haven't had an ex like that, have you?
Yes, I did. I was at a different school than my ex was, and he was assuming things were going down just because I was meeting new friends.
All right. Yeah. So
that's not good.
Thanks, Ashley. Yeah. I think a lot of people are saying the same thing. And Hannah, I know you said that you think you love him and you found the guy, but this may be a red flag of things to come. And this may be something that you should probably figure out sooner than later.
Yeah. If you're worried that maybe down the road, if you guys break up, and it could be just through nobody's fault, but if he doesn't deal well with breakups and he wants to place blame on someone and that's the way he's going to react. Yeah. I would always have that in the back of my mind if I were you too. I feel like, and she said this is her first boyfriend.
Right.
So I think it's a good judge of character when you see his relationships with other people. Right. And, you know, the fact that when I met my husband, he was still friends with his first girlfriend when they were 16. It's like he still had a lot of his exes in his life. And that kind of showed that to me that he was a good guy.
Right.
So your intuition is right on this one. And I think maybe this isn't, although now I'm afraid for her to break up with him.
I know. It is that is kind of in the back of my head, too. So,
I mean, we don't stay in a relationship because we're afraid to break up with him. But, you know, I think this is a big reason to be concerned.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, good luck. There are a lot of people who are commenting on the thread on Facebook. If you want to put your 2 cents down at Ben and Kelly Show, keep us posted. And thanks, Hannah, for reaching out. Do you have a terrible customer story? We got a message from Jenny who says, hey guys, love the show. Hearing all the stories about workplace drama on the show yesterday reminded me of something wild that happened at my work during the holidays. She said she works for a cell provider, and this woman came into the store, and that time of year, we are slammed. Have a sign-in process, right? Well, she storms the desk where I just helped a customer and says, I need to speak to the manager.
Oh, boy.
Literally the first things out of her mouth. And I said, no. I'm the manager. I can help, but we have a sign-in list. If you'll get signed in, I'll be right with you. She then proceeds to say, no, you'll help me now because my phone hasn't worked properly since you sent me that text a few days ago and I want a new phone and you're going to pay for my service for the next year.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was a lot of demands in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Jenny continues. She says, at this stage, I've gone from understanding to, here, hold my beer. And I said, ma'am, I'll happily look into it, but those three folks behind you are ahead of you in line. So please go sign in and we'll see what we can help with. So she storms off and goes, signs in, and then proceeds to start talking to the other customers in a very loud voice for us to hear,
no.
Saying things like, don't click on their links they send. They'll shut your phone off.
Oh, and goodness.
This place is the biggest legal scam on the earth. A bunch of thieves is all they are.
My goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what a nightmare.
I know. What a nightmare scenario. Jenny continues. She says, I could go on and on, but it was the moment when she literally was next in line and a new customer walks in and she says, you might want to come back at another time because this blank's about to get real when I get my hands on these bees.
Oh, my gosh. That feels like a threat.
Yeah, well,
that's if I were an incoming customer, I'd be like, I'm going to come back in another time.
Right, exactly. And Jenny said, well, that's when I went to the back, called the police and had her removed from the store. So we found out she had clicked on a link that was texted to her by a scammer pretending to be a cell service provider. The best part was it wasn't even our company.
Oh, my gosh.
She was
at the wrong store?
Yeah, she clicked on a link from what was not only fake, but from another service provider. Anyway, she's not allowed back in the store, but that's what we get to deal with. Happy New Year.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And listen, just another stark example of, you know, people are going to be more willing to help you with your issue if you are coming in with kindness and just say, you know what, I got an issue. Can you help me out with it? But if you come in guns blazing, you got to help me. You're going to give me a new phone and I get free service for a year and you're going to help me right now.
These are my demands.
That is not going to work out well for you.
Well, what is the phrase? You catch more flies with honey?
Yes.
Type of thing.
Exactly.
I don't know if you have a terrible customer story to beat Jenny's, but I thought it was funny that she literally was listening to yesterday's show and was like, yeah, you were talking about workplace drama. I've got a little bit of that.
Triggered a memory.
Triggered by a customer, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's nuts. All right. 502-795-1997. If you want to share, we get DMs from time to time at Ben and Kelly Show. Got this one from Bob.
He says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I think I may have something for your therapy segment.
Okay.
I met these two girls at a bar and ended up hanging out with them. They're both really fun, but there was one I was really attracted to. We all swapped numbers, but then a couple of nights later, bumped into the other girl and had drinks, and then one thing led to another, and well, you know. But we both agreed to keep it private.
Okay.
Here's my problem. I'm still really attracted to the other girl.
Oh.
But since they're best friends, did I just screw things up for myself?
Hey.
I want to ask her out, but if they get talking, couldn't everything get real messy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really torn, so I'd like to hear whether I should just walk away or roll the dice and hope the other girl actually does keep our drunken night of fun to herself. Thanks. Keep up the great work.
So he wants to know if best friends talk to one another about people they're seeing.
Yeah. Chances are the other girl already knows.
I was going to say, probably
instantly.
If you try to come on to the other girl, she's already going to know that you have had a thing for her with her friend.
Yes.
And it's going to be like, yep, nope, sorry.
Yep. And if they're not into sharing, probably not going to be an opportunity for you, Bob.
He's like, well, I met a couple girls and
well, oopsies.
I liked the other girl better than the one, but
the one I had bumped into, and then, well, you know, things happen.
Love the one you're with, right?
Yeah, that's right. Slipped and fell, and things happened, and, well, I still want to see if I have a shot with her friend, though. Wow, Bob. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know really where to go with this unless...
I don't have a lot of hope,
I mean, I doubt there are people who have successfully pulled this off and can say, well, Bob, here's what I would recommend if you want to make this thing a reality. This is how to do it. I don't think there are those people.
Yeah, I don't think that you're going to be able to go with, you know, the girl you hooked up with. Yeah, that was fun, but I really like her better. So do you think maybe you could give me her number? So, yeah, I don't think that's going to work out well. Not a good plan. Unless you look like Ryan Reynolds, maybe you could pull it off. That's the only scenario.
But even then, is the best friend going to want to share?
Probably not. I would not. For the answer for me, if I were in that, nope.
Because again, I think it goes back to, Bob, these girls already talked about you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Kelly from Crescent Hill texts in and says, yeah, we're going to need Andrew the Love Doctor for this one. You know what? We may not. I think we
shut it down.
I think it's fine. I don't know.
I think, Bob, that ship has sailed. Mm-hmm. Okay. You picked the wrong one to have your little drunken night of fun.
Well, but, you know,
we can't have
why
both.
Can't.
We cannot.
I know you can't have both, but don't necessarily just say, I picked the wrong girl. Why don't you just see what develops? You already had a thing with her.
But when he's hanging out with that girl, he's still going to be thinking about the other girl that he liked better from the beginning.
What a web. Bob,
I know.
You dang messed up, buddy.
Yes, sorry. You made your choice. Oopsies. You fell down in the wrong place.
You fell down in the wrong place? Okay.
I did censor myself.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm trying to be kind. I'm trying to hold back a little bit. I'm trying not to show all my big feelings about it. Because, Bob, I know, we all just want to find our person, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's what Bob's trying to do.
Yes, Bob's trying to find his person. He found the wrong person first.
Right.
Fun though, right. But yeah, it would still be more fun with the other one.
Mm.
Yeah, Bob. No, we're gonna
okay.
Walk away. We're gonna try to find just center on one girl next. If you see her out with some friends, maybe let's not flirt with all the friends. Let's pick one.
I don't know if you have anything more to add. You feel free, 502-795-1997, or if you've got a story about you dating a Bob in your life or whatever, let us know. Otherwise, Bob, I think we're good here. I think, you know, you've made your bed. You can't have your cake and eat it too, all that fun stuff. So
yeah, you've made your one bed. I don't think we can make two.
I don't think you can make two, all right?
Yeah.
That is diving into the DMs. So we were just talking about Bob's DM to us about hitting it off with a couple best friends, accidentally got with the one friend that he wasn't as interested in. Stinks to stink, right? And he's wondering, hey, can I still have a shot at the friend that I really wanted to be with? Brad the Love Physician checks in. That is a title.
Staff member.
I was going to say, that is a title he bestowed upon himself.
I like it.
But you know what? We have nothing but to trust him, you know?
Absolutely.
Brad, the Love Physician here. The friend is probably into Bob too and wanted the other girl to test drive before she makes her move.
Oh, yeah. That maybe is an interesting, unique perspective. Hey. Brad, Mr. Love Physician.
No, Brad, the Love Physician. These are things that you hope as a guy. You hope if you...
Right.
Wait, Brad, are you actually Bob? Did you... is this best case scenario for you? Where it's like, here, this is what... They're both into me, but one just wanted a test drive and then just make sure I'm okay.
OMG. Right. I tell you what, we don't have systems in place like that. We don't send our girlfriends into the trenches first.
Right. I was going to say,
like, go do a test drive and then, like, step aside for me. That doesn't happen.
Kelly's bless here to heart, say though. This is not a thing in steeped in reality. So
bless your heart, though. Right. I like the theory.
All right. I think we can move past this. All right. Thank you.
Wait. Brad says, had a very similar situation before, except they were twin sisters. It didn't end well. Okay, then. See that's the part you should have offered up. Don't do it. It's not going to end well.
Well, especially twins are definitely going to talk amongst each other. So it's not like you're...
Ben has experience. He has twin daughters.
I do have twin daughters for sure. All right. So we can move past Bob's situation. Thank you again, Bob, for the kind DM from 9970JX.
If you laugh, you lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this majestic trophy that I hold in my hand right now.
She is beautiful, isn't she? She's a beaut. She's a beaut, Clark.
All right, You Laugh, You Lose. Losers go first. That would be me.
Okay.
Kelly, I went on a blind date last night.
Yeah.
Didn't start that way, but she had pepper spray.
Gotcha. Did you tell your wife about that one? Hey, Ben. What do you call a dinosaur that crashes his car?
What?
A Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Got it.
W-R-E-C-K-S.
Love jokes that you have to spell and think about.
Yep.
One of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, what did a DJ say when they rob a bank?
What does a DJ say when they rob a bank?
Everybody put your hands up!
Yes,
everybody absolutely. Put your hands in the air!
And who's feeling single and sexy? Who's,
there's room on this counter for more people!
Awesome. Awesome.
Not that I know. I've read stories.
Gotcha. Hey, Ben. A detective showed up at my house and asked me where I was between 5 and 6.
Okay.
I told him I was at school.
Doing what?
When I was 5 and 6 years old, I was at school.
Oh, years old. Love jokes that you have to explain.
Oh, stick with me. Stick with me.
Kelly, I heard the cops found a suspicious hole in the wall leading to a nudist beach.
There was a lot in that sentence already.
Good news. They're looking into it.
Yeah. Okay.
So was I.
Yeah, I bet so. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Today I had someone knock on my door asking for small donations toward the local swimming pool.
Okay.
Gave him a glass of water.
Oh. Here, fill your pool with this.
You'll be able to fill it. Yes, exactly. You know,
Kelly, as I get older and remember all the people I lost along the way, I think to myself, maybe taking this job as a tour guide really wasn't such a great idea.
Doesn't sound like you're bringing your A game.
No.
Or any of your people back at the end of the tour.
That's why I got into radio.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
If you spell the words absolutely nothing backwards, you get Ginton Yletolospa.
Okay.
Which ironically means absolutely nothing.
Not right. Someone said you were bringing your A game. I'm not sure about that.
Listen, I got more.
Kelly, I like my women like I like my coffee.
Easy. Easy.
Strong and ethically sourced. What were you thinking?
Okay, all right. All right, great. That's great.
Either that or hot and all over me in the drive-thru.
Oh.
Either one, I guess.
Careful now. Shout out to David for this one.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of the invention that lets you see through walls?
I haven't.
Yeah. They're called windows.
Oh.
Wonderful invention, really.
Okay.
When you think about it.
Want to hear a joke?
Yes, I do.
All right. First of all, I have to tell you about Bob.
Bob?
Bob loves tacos.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Bob, because he's out getting tacos.
Got it. Thank you for, you know, I don't know if I've ever heard a knock-knock joke that needed that setup background information. Good one.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Carrots are really good for your eyes.
Yeah.
But booze will double your vision.
Hey, Kelly, have you heard Boeing Air? Okay. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
Have you heard Boeing Airlines' new company slogan?
No.
When one door closes, another one opens.
Sir, that is very timely.
Mm.
That's very timely, considering the door incident for Alaska Airlines. Hey, Ben.
Mm.
Everybody was excited at Autopsy Club.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It was open mic night.
M-I-K-E?
Yeah.
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 Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Why are... Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Why are Boeing 737 engineers eccentric?
Why are they eccentric?
Because they always seem to have screws loose.
Sir, this feels like an attack on the airline industry. What is going on? You know, we were talking about places that you've been banned from?
Uh-huh.
You might have gotten yourself banned from the airport, sir.
This hey, is you, Ben. This is you laugh, you lose, by the way.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you get when you cross human DNA with goat DNA?
What do you get when you cross human DNA with goat DNA, Kelly?
You get kicked out of the zoo.
Oh, my gosh. That is awful. That is awful. That is awful.
But also ties into the places you'd get banned from.
I hate this. You know what? I'm going to take this trophy. I'm going to take it. Shoot.
You take it. You take it because I was hilarious.
Because you were hilarious. Okay. And I'm banned from flying commercial airlines from now on.
Banned from the zoo, probably.
Oh, shoot. All right. There you go. That is...
Oh, I'm probably going to get fired.
That is You Laugh, You Lose here on 99.7 DJX. All right, it's time for a stupid fact of the day.
Let's do some learning.
This is where we find random things on the internet and we bring them to you as fact. Ready?
Yeah.
Boanthropy, I think.
Okay.
Boanthropy. That is the psychological disorder where you think you're a cow.
Oh, like as in bovine.
Yes.
Boanthropy. Okay.
Right. Isn't that what I said?
Think that you're a...
Boanthropy?
Yes.
Wait, sorry. What was that again?
No.
What was that again?
Moo. Stop it. Stop with your little buttons.
What?
Quit it. Stop it. I see what you're doing. Stop it. Stop what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're making another humiliating button. Oh, my God. Moo.
Oh, I was hoping to get a cow sound effect for this story.
Listen, do I have an entire barnyard yet? I've got clucking like a chicken. There's dogs, yes, yeah. And now a cow.
Moo.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's that. Of course, Kelly famously clucking to Jack Harlow.
Yeah. Listen, why do I walk into your traps every single time? Every time.
Moo.
Stop it. Stop.
So again,
so there are people that walk around mooing like that because they think they're a cow.
Yeah, they have a disorder where they eat grass and they walk around on all fours and they think that they are a cow. So
now,
that
listen,
is called boanthropy.
I've heard they're calling that a disorder, but there are other people that think they're a cat and they bring litter boxes into the places to accommodate that.
Well, that may be a disorder.
That's not
too.
A disorder.
Which animal consists
of a disorder and which one's fine?
Maybe it just doesn't have a name yet. Maybe it doesn't have a fancy name for it yet. Maybe in a couple years they'll be like, yeah, you know what? That's called
catanthropy.
Catanthropy.
I'm just confused.
By the way,
animals it's fine to identify as and what others are considered disorders. I'm just confused.
By the way, Stephanie texts in and says, Kelly's moo is spot on. My 5-year-old is rolling.
See? You know what?
Humor for five.
We're popular with the 5-year-old set. I'm really proud of that.
All right, so there you go. That is your stupid fact of the day.
Good stuff.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
I mean, we've had a lot of rescue stories, and they're feel goods because the people survived.
Right.
It's pretty amazing. Rescuers from the sheriff's office and a fire department in Flagler County, Florida, had to work very quickly to get a baby in a car seat and her mom out of their car after it crashed into a ditch and was quickly filling with water.
Water. Is the baby above water?
Yeah, baby's breathing.
Let's get the baby out.
Oh, the kid, Jim. We're coming, ma'am.
All right, we're going to get your baby first, all right? We got a kid in here. This baby's head is just barely above water. Got the door.
Got it, boss?
Yeah, ma'am.
Oh, all right.
All right, so we got a female over here. She's above water, but she's bleeding heavily.
Okay.
Are you okay, ma'am?
Is she responsive?
She is. Yeah, she is responding, but she's saying she's pretty hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that body cam footage just really shows you everything that they do, these first responders do in these moments. It's just pretty amazing and incredible. Real life heroes. They were sent to the hospital, still looking into what caused the crash, but it looks like they're going to be fine.
Good.
Scary situation. They had to work very quickly, though. Kudos to those rescuers who were pretty amazing. You can see that footage at WDJX.com.
All right, it's time in the show where we do a setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, no one likes being stuck in rush hour traffic, doesn't matter who you are. But if you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught in rush hour traffic when you've committed a crime, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is not going to help your getaway.
No.
That is going to throw a big old wrench in that plan.
That's right. About four people robbed a Bloomingdale's there in Washington, D.C., got away with more than about $4,500 worth of designer handbags. So,
oh, dang.
They had a getaway car, hopped in the SUV, sped off. But it was a Friday at around 5 p.m.,
That is not timed well.
No, it was not.
They did not think that through.
They hit D.C. rush hour traffic, and the police basically just kind of picked their way through the vehicles, caught up with everyone, and they pulled them over.
Oh, no.
Apprehended everybody.
Just look normal.
Yeah.
Looks like we don't have a lot of handbags in the back.
That's right. Recovered all the stolen property and merchandise and all that stuff.
They did not Ocean's 11 that.
No.
They didn't have their planning meetings. They didn't go through all the possible scenarios. They didn't go through the routes. They didn't.
But you know what?
The timeline.
Every loss is an opportunity to learn, right?
Oh, it's going to be a learning experience, so they'll know how to do it better next time?
I mean,
is that what we're saying?
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, maybe those four, once they, you know, get back together, are able to, okay, all right, so this is what we did wrong this time.
In 5 to 10 years?
We definitely picked the wrong time and day to do it because, yeah, rush hour, didn't think of that. You know, listen, Larry, that was your job, but we're going to look past it this time.
We're going to maybe that's not your strong point.
Maybe the whole timing thing, I mean, you were on that, but whatever. Anyways, setting the bar. Yeah. This is, I guess, more for aimed for criminals than it is for, you know, everyday people.
Retail theft king?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
For the retail theft kings that are listening?
Right. The retail theft kings that are listening. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught in rush hour traffic when you've just committed a crime, you're doing okay.
All right. Well, maybe we just, okay. I don't want to say don't steal purses because then we don't have a segment, right?
Yeah, obviously.
But we should say don't steal purses.
Well, that too.
Or anything else.
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story. Happy International Kiss of Ginger Day. How you doing?
Oh, what a day for you.
Happy Quitter's Day, too.
Oh, yeah. Time to give up on those little resolutions. It was a good run, though.
Yeah. Typically, the second Friday in January is when we celebrate this. This is the day most people abandon the whole New Year's resolution. They're like,
give it a good try.
Yeah, that whole dry January thing. Yeah.
Time for a cocktail.
That's right. Time is it? 9:30? All right, let's go.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Uh-huh, for sure. So yeah, you know, whether you decided to better your life in 2024, maybe you do it in smaller increments, okay?
Yeah, maybe just more small attainable goals.
Yeah, more of that rather than the big overarching, in 2024, I will pledge to go vegan. And then, you know, by today, you're like, Yeah, but cheese is so good. Cheese is so good. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. It's 99.7 DJX. Justin Bieber, whose recent post on Instagram made me do a double take when I thought he was naked.
Oh.
He wasn't. He was just wearing, like, flesh-colored shorts.
Okay.
It's DJX. You can see a live version of that song on our website at WDJX.com, along with a clip that we played you earlier of him covering Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer.
Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more. And it's new.
Yeah, it's really good. So you can check that out, WDJX.com. Anything else you may have missed as well from the group therapies, from Bob, who's DM'd us, well, didn't get a whole lot of love. Also, where you're not allowed to go anywhere any longer.
Like Ben's doggy daycare. Oopsies. Oh, Dougal.
Yeah, he ruined a good thing. I'm not gonna rehash it right now because it just makes me so emotional. Still,
I'm just gonna go home and say, "Listen, you don't even know. You don't get any more play dates. There you go. No more play dates.
Yeah, you ruined it. Sorry,
sucks
buddy.
Sucks to suck. That's your fault.
Yeah,
you think about your life choices.
But you can go back and you can listen to the podcast WDJX.com. Click listen. What do you got on tap this weekend?
Many things. Just running around chasing children in all their activities. What about you?
Yeah, you know, doing some of that myself, nursing still. I don't want to bring up the G word because we've done that on the show quite a bit. But yeah, the whole groin thing with me has been a thing. So
do we have to officially launch Groin Watch 2024?
No, not yet. I don't want to do that yet. I'm trying to take it easy on myself and
so save your T's and P's.
Right. Now? Not yet. Okay. Not yet. And all that stuff. All right. Well, guys, have a great weekend and we will talk to you Monday.
Okay. Bye.